which I was always pledged allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Purposes being discussed current job descriptions and just the town clerk and finance officer. The town council will discuss the finding of fact pertaining to Nancy Hewitt. That will be the last thing we do, unfortunately, and we will be going into a closed session for personnel discussion. The first item on the business tonight was the clarification of the duties of the current clerk and finance officer. I was under the impression that, and this is my personal feelings, that they would retain the jobs they have and keep doing the same duties that they had been assigned before we made the motion. I made the move to go back to the mayor council form of government, but in the interim, they thought that they had been made redundant. That was not the idea that we, you know, had that night. I didn't have that night. So, in my opinion, they would remain and they would keep the same duties they had before. And I certainly hope that they would both submit their applications to retain the new jobs. And they are new jobs because the duties and job description are quite different from what they had now. Any other discussion?
The reason that I had the meeting with Andy and Chuck following Monday was because of just going over the language over the weekend. And my interpretation would be that if you said you're creating new jobs, there was no language at all that we said in the minutes that I'm aware of, I could be wrong, but that I'm aware of, that stated anything about continuation as it was. We, in our meeting, there was a motion made to accept the new positions, which eliminated the old positions. And when you eliminate the positions, you eliminate the people that are in those positions. There was nothing about transferring or temporarily reassigning or anything like that. The language was strictly on positions. There was nothing about personnel that was in it. Just based on that, the language in the motion, and as was pointed out at council meeting, the large difference between the job descriptions of what then was and what is now, that new jobs were being created out of this, that it's my position that the two people that are filling them have been eliminated.
I don't know that I feel like that statement.
Well, I don't think any of us felt that way.
I don't know that I ever had any intention.
I'm not talking about people's intention or anything like that.
Whether it's a technicality or not, then we need to, if it is a technicality, then we need to do whatever is necessary to clarify it and make sure that we don't have any questions.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
Jim, you have anything? Yeah, I don't think it's a technicality. Like Jim said, we didn't address. I went back and, for my own purposes, wrote down how I analyze this, and I'll just read this. In my mind, the best way to discuss this matter is to first list what the council did on Tuesday, March 16th. Then list what the council did not do on March 16th, and then talk about definitions. Here's what the council actually did. The council chose preferred job descriptions for the town clerk and finance officer from among at least three different job descriptions for each position. The council chose the descriptions dated August 15, 2006. Second, recognizing that these job descriptions represented a significant increase in responsibility and compensation from the existing job descriptions, the council voted to advertise these positions and accept applications for these positions in accordance with the personnel policy. Here's what the council did not do. The council did not discuss, nor did it act upon, the employment status of any current county employee. The council did not establish a procedure for reviewing applications or interviewing applicants. The council did not establish a timeline for filling the new job descriptions. As for definitions, the biggest issue seems to be whether or not a permitted promotion only occurs when filling a vacancy. The town personnel policy references promotions in several sections, but it is important to note that our policy uses a position classification plan. The plan groups positions according to, and I'm quoting from the policy, difficulty and responsibility, and for the purpose of determining salary. The position classification plan is also used in determining lines of promotion. The position classifications for town clerk and finance officer used under the town administrator listed the town clerk as pay grade 14 and the finance officer as pay grade 16. The August 15, 2006 classifications list both the clerk and finance officer as pay grade 19. Under our personnel policy, this is a significant promotion. Accordingly, the town, and I'm again quoting from the policy, the town will consider other applicants rather than automatically promote from within. I think it's important to realize that there doesn't have to be a vacancy for a person in a position to be promoted. If we add significant duties and responsibilities, that constitutes a promotion. For example, Jim, when Michelle recommended back in November that we promote Jennifer to a department head, we didn't eliminate the position, we didn't change the position, we were just moving her up to cover a gap. So the fact that we decided to redefine the position without setting a date for that to take effect, without setting a timeline for any of that to change, did not abolish the old position. It simply changed the classification according to our personnel policy, the classification of the job. So I understand that there's been some anxiety created by this. The anxiety didn't start with this council. The anxiety started back in November when the town administrator resigned and left a managerial vacuum in town hall. We're trying to fill that vacuum. The anxiety that we all feel about this will be relieved when we solve and finish this process. And my suggestion to all of us is that we work together to resolve this process and get efficient administration in town hall for future needs.
Well, is there anything, and I don't agree with a whole lot of this that you said. I'm just trying to make sure now what proper is done in how we do it, so for this future councils will have something to go by. What, if anything, would we do at this meeting to clarify or verify anything that we needed to do about these positions?
I don't think, in my mind, I don't think any clarification is needed. I think you're saying we voted on these new job descriptions, but we didn't say anything about the current people filling them. And you conclude from that we did away with that. My feeling is in the absence of any positive action, we took no action at all, and the status quo remains the status quo until we take action.
I completely agree with Tim. I think that the whole intent was simply to advertise and change the job description and advertise for applicants and hope. And our current people filling this would still in applications also. I don't think in anywhere that there was ever any intention to absolve the position for any period of time until, like Tim said, we don't even have the cutoff date or anything else as far as the vans or bus.
Well, we did say that they have
30 days.
Yeah, 30 days, and you know, that's permutation town council meeting, so we did have a cutoff date.
Well, would that be 3 days or higher?
No, higher. No, that's a cutoff date. They advertise.
It takes 6 months to file.
Yeah, right. So, we'll have to go through the applications that we get.
Okay, now I do have one more question, but I'd like to clarify along that line. We didn't advertise or start advertising until today. Does the clock start today, or does it start at last Tuesday meeting?
Well, we voted on it. Yeah, in the minutes we voted on the date, so the date can change unless we do it tonight. I don't see any reason to change it tonight until we get a rough idea of what is available and then we'll access to the job.
We might have to extend it.
Yeah, we may have to, but at this period in time, I don't think we need to. So, do you feel that we need to make a motion that these people continue as is until
Mr. Professor, the sense of council
so certainly not intentional on my part, not to be anybody up here to put them in a vacuum situation to kind of spiral down to. So with that in mind, do we have any other discussion? If not, I'll ask to go into closed session. Gentlemen?
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion on the closed session to follow discuss personnel issues in accordance with North Carolina Grant Statute 143-318-11. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? And there are no discussions. We'll take our notes.
Correct. Yes, sir. Thank you.